Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
The new revolution in radio.
You're listening to the BookOfLies.com radio.
New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared 2 weeks ago. They released information saying that the symptoms to watch for are aggression, foaming from the mouth, deterioration of motor skills, and an unbelievable hunger. Be advised that if an infected becomes hostile, the only way to harm them is to shoot them in the head.
You are now listening to the Book of Lies. What do you mean?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hello, and welcome to the Book of Lies. I am known. In today's show, we're going to be talking about something that I read in the DailyMail.com, the UK CEO, UK version, you know. And it's pretty much talking about a 9-year-old boy. Official reports of claim that a 9-year-old boy walked backward to the wall, and the police captain was too scared to enter their family's haunted house. Now, mind you, this is the police and medical staff documented America's real-life possession. Again, the official report claims that the boy walked backwards up a hospital wall. Now, first of all, let me go ahead and just read a little bit of what it says in the Daily Mail. Quote, a 9-year-old boy walked backwards up a wall and ceiling. A startled medical staff looked on after his mother claimed he and his two siblings had been possessed by demons, according to official reports. The unlikely sounding event was detailed in official documents after a child service case worker and a nurse both said they saw the boy glide backwards on the wall. Well, I'm sorry, backwards on the floor, wall, and ceiling. But were both shocked to see the boy apparently float after their mother had been subject to months of skepticism when she claimed her home in Gary, Indiana, was haunted and all three of her children were possessed by demons. A 9-year-old boy gliding backwards on the floor, then gliding upwards on the wall, and then gliding on the ceiling. So if he was gliding on the ceiling, really he was hanging upside down, you know, like a bat. Now, I'm going to tell you, if I was there, that would have been chilling. I would have been afraid, and I do believe I would not have time to pull out my phone to document what I have saw. Because anyway, somebody's going to try to claim that it was a trick, or you know, there's going to be some type of taboo or some type of person trying to deny what it is that you believe you saw, because they didn't see it. And since they didn't see it, they don't believe what you say. But here in this story, there is a number of individuals who claim that these children was possessed. Not only do they claim that these children was possessed, the mother claimed that they was possessed. They didn't go to school because they was possessed. They had preachers and priests come and acknowledge the fact that there was something going on inside of their home. Now, the mother you know, who's going to believe that my children, my house is possessed? Who's going to believe me? Why should she tell anyone? What is there to gain from this event? Exposure, popularity. But it becomes a problem. It becomes more interesting when psychologists get involved and the Department of Children's Services get involved and priests and cops and medical workers and nurses get involved. And when they get involved, they all claim that they had experienced some strange phenomena. Now, who's going to believe what they have to say? Who's going to listen to their story? Because right now, we're still trying to get the people to listen to the mother's story. They say over time, she and her children, aged 12, 9, and 8, became possessed. Their eyes would bulge. They shake and growl. So they invited a clairvoyant to the house to observe, to inspect the house, check the foundation, use their powers. Come out saying, well, your house was haunted or was haunted by 200 demons. 200 demons. We have a child gliding from the floor to the wall, down on a ceiling, and yet have fell off. What would you do? What would you believe? Now, let's stop for a second. Let's not talk about the mother or the police officers or the priest or the clairvoyant or the nurses or the representative of the Department of Child Services and the psychologists who also got involved, the priests who got involved. Now, let's not pay attention to them. Let's pay attention to the children's point of view. They're going to do when they grow up, what they're going to believe when they grow up. Now, mind you, these children are aged 12, 9, and 8. There's a lot of people who don't believe in paranormal events, but they say the police officers was too frightened to stay there after nightfall. They was too frightened to go into the house. And when they did go into the house, when they did go onto the property, certain things started happening to them. So, as a police officer, officer of the law, when you hear the call on your radio stating that, can you please check out this possessed house, this case, please? They find themselves reporting pretty much strange phenomena. I agree that some people believe in one thing and others believe in another. I believe haunted houses and ghosts and demons are among us. Why not? Don't be misled by the movies and the Hollywood version of things. Where do you think they get the ideas from? This woman, her children, these doctors and the medical staff and the priest and the police officers and the grandmother, how do they feel about this experience? And when will this experience end? Because a lot of times it seems like when people do experience these things, they are temporary. They're not full time. He then flipped over his grandmother and landed on his feet while never letting go of his grandma's hand. There's no way he could have done that, the nurse told the Star. She said in a police report that she believed an evil influence could be infecting this family. And when asked if the boy had walked up the ceiling in the acrobatic maneuver, she said it was, in fact, a slow glide that cannot have been performed naturally. So after that event, of course, they would take the children from the mother. The children were taken into custody by child services after workers found Amelis was neglecting their education. She said it was because the ghoulish activities kept them all up night. What would you do? You've seen a boy glide backwards on the floor, then glide backwards on the wall, then glide backwards upside down on the ceiling, not falling, stuck, balanced, unconscious. Would you believe that anyone would believe your story?
Thank you. We thank you for listening to the Book of Laws. In order for our show to grow, we're going to need help from our listeners. So if you can reach into your pockets and donate not much, maybe a dollar or two, to help fund our organization and help fund the cause, we would much appreciate it. So log on to www.the-book-of-lives.com. Once again, that's www.the-book-of-lives.com.
Yes. Now, let's change the subject a little bit, just a little bit. Now, I'm reading here and it's stating, evicting the demons. What does exorcism involve? Okay, now it says, exorcism is the practice of ridding a person of demons or other spiritual entities that they have been possessed by. Now, according to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops signs a document demonic possession includes superhuman strength, aversion to holy water, being able to speak an unknown language, spitting and cursing. Now that just sounds similar to Hollywood spitting and cursing. Most religions claim that humans can be possessed by demons. And even though it might seem archaic, exorcisms continue to be performed, meaning they are still being performed today, exorcisms. In an anonymous case, the Catholic exorcism involved prayers, statement, and appeals to cast out demons. The priest praised God and condemn the devil and press a crucifix against anonymous head as he spoke. The priest noticed her confusing. The priest noticed her confusing and said that was a sign that the demons were strong. After she fell to sleep, he gave a prayer of thanks. Exorcisms can be deadly consequences. In 2003, an autistic 8-year-old boy in Milwaukee was killed during an exorcism by church members who blamed, though a demon was to blame for his disability. In 2005, a nun in Romania died after a priest bound her to a cross during an exorcism, gagged her, and left her for days without food or water. Wow. What do you believe? It seems like exorcism is known throughout, not just here in America, in the Middle East, and in Europe, and in Asia. It's pretty much known quite throughout the world. Many religions practice exorcisms and believe in people being possessed by demons or evil, ill-mannered entities that continue to haunt us every day. The ghoulish activities kept them up all night. Now, I'm looking at the house where this basement like, and where a lot of activities took place, and a lot of footsteps and things they heard. Most of the problems at the house was around the basement stairs. So they took pictures of it, and the police dug a 4-foot hole underneath the stairs to look for graves. So they went out of their way to go to the basement where most of the activity was and started digging to investigate to see if this, what was the reason behind the strange activities they now themselves believe in. They're going the extra step to find out the answer to their questions. Now, again, like I said earlier, like most activity or most stories that we hear when it comes to demonic possession and exorcisms and most strange mishaps and stories, that it's not, you know, pretty much talked about in the press, because, you know, who's going to really truly believe what these people now believe in? And at first you got to think they thought the mother was a kook. She was sick. But they tested her and found out that the psychiatrist said that she was in sound mind. Finally, could you believe and sort of release of the mother that now there's people who believes something's going on, who she can now speak to, because she hasn't spoken to people for so long about the situation, because how could you believe somebody's going to believe what you believe to be going on with your family? How can you say to any woman or man that my children are possessed by demons? Police dug 4-foot hole under the stairs to look for graves. Now, it says when Amos went to her doctor, Dr. Geoffrey Oyukwa, he went with staff and child service personnel to meet the children, who cursed at him in low voices, Campbell said. During the visit, a DCS report said, the youngest child was lifted and thrown into the wall with nobody touching him. The boys were then taken to the hospital. Now, before the accident, someone had called the DCS and asked the agency to investigate Amons for possible child abuse or neglect, speculating she might have mental illness. While in the hospital, a psychiatrist evaluated Amons and concluded that she was of sound mind. DCS family case manager Valerie Washington also interviewed the family while they were at the hospital and said the youngest boy began growling and his eyes rolled back in his head. Washington added in her DCS report, which was corroborated by a nurse, that the 9-year-old boy displayed a weird grin and then walked backwards up a wall to the ceiling. He then slipped over his grandmother and landed on his feet while never letting go of his grandmother's hand.
Tired of being lied to by these politicians, our government, our school system. I'm tired of our history books. Time to find the truth.
Thank you. We thank you for listening to the Book of Laws. In order for our show to grow, we're going to need help from our listeners. So if you can reach into your pockets and donate not much, maybe a dollar or two, to help fund our organization and help fund the cause, we would much appreciate it. So log on to www.the-book-of-lives.com. Once again, that's www.the-book-of-lives.com.
Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
The New Revolution in Radio.
You're listening to the BookOfLies.com radio.
New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared 2 weeks ago. They released information saying that the symptoms to watch for are aggression, foaming from the mouth, deterioration of motor skills, and an unbelievable hunger. Be advised that if an infected becomes hostile, the only way to harm them is to shoot them in the head.
You're now listening to the Book of Lies. What do you mean?
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
We felt like someone was in the room with you, someone breathing down your neck, she said, adding that she later experienced a series of medical problems, from burns to numerous broken bones. Now, this house was supposed to have been infected with 200 demons. Now, I looked at this house, picture of the house, and I'm going to tell you that this house isn't as big, you know, it's a mansion, let's just say. It's a small house. You know, nothing special. Place of refuge. And the Indianapolis Star obtained hundreds of pages of official documents and carried out more than a dozen interviews with police. The document of child services, psychologists, relatives, and a priest to uncover the bizarre details, which seemed like something straight out of a horror movie. Still, you know, spooked. Because when I talk about something, I would like to position myself there and believe that I am experiencing what they are saying, even if it may not be the truth. But the more that I think about it, and the more that I talk about it, and the more that I read, and it's notice that these children were vehicles to 200. It was influenced by different entities, different demons, surely with all different type of ideals and personalities. These children walking up walls, hanging upside down off a ceiling, possessed by an entity that frightens her auntie, the aunties, and the mother, and frightens doctors and nurses, and frightens psychologists and priests and police officers, and frightens the representatives from Children's Services. This event that took place made a lot of people very uncomfortable. What do you believe? Do you believe that people can still be possessed by demons? Do you believe that exorcism actually spits them out? Tell me, what do you believe?
Tired of being lied to by these politicians, our government, our school system. I'm tired of our history books. It's time to find the truth.
Now, join me tomorrow as I discuss issues about things that we may all or may not believe. Maybe you can join me. You can call me live at 929-477-1856. That's 929-477-1856. Again, that's 929-477-1856. I go live every night, Monday through Sunday. So have a blessed day. Goodbye.